From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Welcome to This Day in History class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history.
Hi, I'm Holly Fry. This week I am sitting in for Tracy V. Wilson. Today is December 24th, and it is the day that Silent Night was performed for the first time in 1818. Stille Nacht, known in English-speaking places as Silent Night, has, of course, become a standard at Christmas celebrations. This song was originally written not as a song, but as a poem by an assistant priest named Joseph Moore in 1816. Moore, who was born in Salzburg, was ordained in 1815, and he moved to Marienpfarr in Lungau in the Austrian Alps the following year. The words of Stille Nacht were written by Moore at a time when the occupation of the area by Bavarian troops was ending, which may have contributed to the song's themes of salvation and peace. In 1818, Moore moved to Oberndorf by Salzburg, 130 kilometers northwest of where he had been staying on the Austrian border, and he served at the Church of St. Nicholas there. And the Church of St. Nicholas had an organist named Franz Gruber, who worked primarily as a teacher, but he had other side jobs in addition to playing music at St. Nicholas, including as a church caretaker and also as an organist for another church. Moore still had this poem that he had written while he was living in the Austrian Alps, and he had an idea that it could be set to music. And he also wanted something that the choir could sing, with a couple of solo parts, preferably accompanied by guitar. And so, to accomplish this task, Moore asked Gruber to write music for the poem. He had made this request on Christmas Eve of 1818, and Gruber was very, very fast. He had this whole thing turned around the very same day. And so later, again that same day, when Gruber showed Moore the simple composition, as he called it, of music that he had come up with to go with the words of Stille Nacht, Moore was really pleased with it. He thought it was lovely, so much so that he decided that it should just be part of the Mass that evening. And beyond the fact that the performance at the Church of St. Nicholas in 1818 was well received, we really don't know much about it, but that was the first time it was performed at a Christmas Eve Mass. And it continued to be performed after that debut, first in the surrounding area in Austria, and then slowly spreading through a progressively wider geographical footprint. In just a little more than a decade after the poem was first set to song, Stille Nacht was being performed outside of Austria. From there, it traveled with performers not only across Europe, but beyond Europe. It was sung by a family singing group called the Rainer Family Singers in North America on Christmas Day in 1839. But as the song gained popularity, its origin was obscured after a number of years. Eventually, at the end of 1854, Franz Gruber, who had heard that attribution had been lost as this song took flight and spread around the world, actually wrote down the story of its inception in a document which he titled Authentic Account of the Origin of the Christmas Carol, Silent Night, Holy Night. At this point, Stille Nacht has been translated into more than 300 languages and dialects. It is on UNESCO's Intangible Cultural Heritage List. More than 100 years after Stille Nacht was first performed, Bing Crosby recorded the English language version, Silent Night, in 1935. That is reportedly the number 3 all-time best-selling single. And it all started on Christmas Eve, 1818, with a song written and performed by an assistant priest and a church organist in Bavaria. If you want to learn a slightly longer version of this story, you can get that on Stuff You Missed in History Class, which has a new episode out called Christmas Triple Feature, Stille Nacht, St. Nick, and Scrooge. Today's episode was researched by Tracy Wilson, who deserves thanks. It was handled on the audio end by Casey Pegram and Chandler Mays. Tomorrow, you should hang back out with us because we're going to talk a little bit about some astronomical fun. And if you would like to subscribe to This Day in History Class, you can do that on Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.